This is the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast, an on-demand talk radio show that covers internet marketing best practices for chiropractors. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara. Welcome, everyone, to episode number 57 of the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Patrick McNamara, and today we're diving into one of the most powerful ranking factors in local SEO that most chiropractors are completely mishandling. We're talking about review management, and I'm going to show you the specific strategies that top-ranking practices use to generate more positive reviews while professionally handling the negative ones that inevitably come up. Now, if you've been following along with our Tier 1 Fundamentals series, you know we've been building your local SEO foundation step by step. We've covered Google Business Profile optimization, content creation strategies, and citation management. But here's the thing that might surprise you. Reviews aren't just about your reputation anymore. They're one of the strongest ranking signals that Google uses to determine who shows up in those coveted top three map results. I've analyzed hundreds of top-ranking chiropractic practices across the country, and I can tell you without hesitation that there's a direct correlation between review quantity, review quality, review recency, and where you rank in local search results. The practices dominating the map pack aren't just getting lucky with reviews. They have systems in place that consistently generate positive feedback while minimizing the impact of negative reviews. So let me walk you through the exact strategies you need to implement this week to start strengthening your review profile. First, let's talk about the timing of when you ask for reviews, because this is where most practices get it completely wrong. I see chiropractors waiting until a patient has finished their entire treatment plan before asking for a review. By that time, they've either forgotten about their initial improvement or they've plateaued and aren't as enthusiastic as they were 3 weeks ago. Here's what works better. You want to ask for reviews when the patient is at their peak positive experience. For most practices, that's usually around the third or fourth visit when they're starting to feel significant relief, but they still remember how bad things were when they first came to see you. That emotional contrast is what creates enthusiastic reviews. They're thinking about how much better they feel now compared to how miserable they were just a few weeks ago. Now, here's the critical part about how you actually ask for the review. You can't just send an automated text message with a link and hope for the best. That might work occasionally, but it's not nearly as effective as a personal conversation followed by a simple reminder. Here's the strategy that consistently works. When a patient tells you they're feeling better or they mention they can finally do something they couldn't do before, that's your moment. You say something like, "I'm so glad to hear you're feeling better." You know, when other people are searching for help with the same issues you had, reviews from patients like you really help them understand what's possible. Would you be willing to share your experience on Google? Most patients will say yes right then and there because you've tied their personal improvement to helping others. Then you follow up with a text message that includes a direct link to your Google Business Profile review page. Not your website, not a review management platform page, the direct Google link. Make it as easy as possible for them to leave that review within the next hour while their enthusiasm is still fresh. But here's something else that matters just as much as getting reviews. It's how you respond to them. And I'm not just talking about the positive ones. I'm talking about every single review you receive. When someone leaves you a 5-star review, you need to respond to it. Not with a generic "thanks for the review" response that you copy and paste. Take 30 seconds to write a personalized response that acknowledges something specific they mentioned. If they talked about their back pain improvement, mention that. If they praised a specific team member, acknowledge that person by name. This does two things. It shows the reviewer you actually spent the time to read their review and appreciate their feedback, and it shows every other potential patient reading your reviews that you're engaged and you care about your patients. Now let's talk about negative reviews, because this is where I see chiropractors really struggle. First thing you need to understand is that negative reviews are going to happen. It doesn't matter how good you are or how well you treat your patients. Someone's going to have a bad day, a misunderstanding, or an unrealistic expectation, and they're going to leave you a 1 or 2 star review. Your response to that negative review is actually more important than the review itself. Potential patients are reading your responses to see how you handle conflict and criticism. They want to know if you're defensive, if you blame the patient, or if you handle concerns professionally. Here's the framework that works. First, thank them for their feedback. Yes, even if the review is completely unfair. Second, acknowledge their concern without admitting fault or violating privacy laws. Third, invite them to contact you directly to resolve the issue. That's it. Don't get defensive. Don't make excuses. Don't argue about who's right or wrong. Something like, thank you for sharing your feedback. I'm sorry you didn't have the experience we strive to provide. We'd like to understand your concerns better and see if we can address them. Please contact our office directly at your convenience so we can discuss this further. That response shows you care, you're professional, and you're willing to make things right without getting into the details publicly. Now, here's something most chiropractors don't realize about the frequency of reviews. Google's algorithm pays attention to how consistently you're getting reviews over time. A practice that gets 10 reviews in 1 month and then nothing for 6 months looks less trustworthy than a practice that gets 2 or 3 reviews every single month consistently. This means you need a system for generating reviews that runs continuously, not just when you remember to ask. The top-ranking practices I work with have built review requests into their patient visit workflow. It's not something they think about, it's automatic. Someone on the team is responsible for identifying patients who had great outcomes that week and making sure those patients get a review request. If you're thinking this sounds like a lot to manage consistently, you're absolutely right. Most practice owners don't have the time or the systems to stay on top of review generation, response management, and reputation monitoring every single week. That's exactly why we built review management into our Google Business Profile Optimization service at DC Rank. We monitor your reviews in real time. We help you develop response templates that sound authentic and professional, and we create systems that make review generation a natural part of your patient experience rather than an awkward afterthought. You can learn more about how we help practices strengthen their review profiles by visiting dcrank.com. Here's your action step for this week. Go look at your Google Business Profile right now and check 3 things. First, when was your last review? If it was more than 2 weeks ago, you need to make review requests a more consistent priority. Second, have you responded to every review you've received in the past 3 months? If not, spend 15 minutes today writing personalized responses to each one. Third, read through your negative reviews and assess whether your responses are professional and helpful or defensive and argumentative. If you need to update any responses, do it this week. And one more thing I want you to pay attention to. Look at the reviews of the top 3 practices ranking in the map pack for your main keywords. How many reviews do they have? How recent are their latest reviews? What's their average star rating? This gives you a benchmark for what it takes to compete in your specific market. Next week, we're continuing with Tier 1 fundamentals, but we're shifting into something that ties everything together. We're going to talk about tracking and measuring your local SEO performance so you can actually see whether the strategies you're implementing are working. I'm going to show you the specific metrics that matter and how to monitor them without getting overwhelmed by data that doesn't actually help you grow your practice. Until then, start building that review generation system into your patient workflow, and remember that consistent, authentic reviews beat sporadic bursts of feedback every single time. All right, that wraps things up for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to the Chiropractic Marketing Podcast. Before you go, remember to subscribe to my podcast on your favorite platform. whether it's Apple Podcasts, Audible, YouTube Podcast, Spotify, or others, I've got you covered. If you need to see a full list of supported platforms, simply visit chiropracticmarketingpodcast.com. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews not only help build awareness of what I'm talking about, but also give me a good indication of how I'm doing. Be nice, be fair, but definitely be honest. I would greatly appreciate it, and so will future listeners. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.